This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Conversation about what's going on in the world. That's what you get with the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen, the D. Jennifer Horn is the J. She'll be back in the saddle very shortly. Just hold, well, don't hold your breath. She'll be back. Back in the saddle again. I'm feeling very singy today.
Oh, joy.
Oh, come on. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The discussion of Twin Peaks, this is one of those things I never really got into. I like, well, I shouldn't say a lot of television because I've never had much time in my life to spend watching TV, although once in a while there's a binge now with the new technology. But David Lynch says that it was very difficult to get Twin Peaks the Return on. Took him 4 years to get it all put together. And apparently there is now discussion that another season, season four, would be possible. How many people have watched this show?
I'm about to start the original Twin Peaks because I never saw it. I was a little, I was too young when it was on. My
parents. Why are you intrigued by it? What is there about it that you find interesting?
I don't know. I mean, all my friends have seen the new one, and they binged the old one, and then they've seen the new reboot, and they love it. So it's been highly recommended by my brother and a whole bunch of my friends. So
people you trust.
Yep.
But what do they say is the reason for their rapture?
They just said it's a great cast. It's a really good story. Apparently, it's very compelling. Kyle
what
MacLachlan.
What is the story? What is Twin Peaks referred to?
I think it's a town. I mean, I literally know nothing.
But
I
why they
it
call
yet.
It? Oh, I see.
I don't
Tara,
know.
Do you know anything about it?
I think it's about like science fiction, and is it about aliens or like non-human things? I don't know. I've never watched it. Either.
I thought it was about a murder of somebody.
Maybe.
I've no idea.
The closest I've ever gotten to it is it's filmed at one of the lodges in right on top of Snoqualmie Falls in Washington, and I have a friend who lives there, and so we went to the lodge and saw it, and so everyone was like, "Yeah, this is where Twin Peaks was filmed," but that's. That's the most I know.
According to Wikipedia, because we're such nerds, it's called a crime drama mixed with healthy doses of the surreal. Yeah. It's about an FBI agent, Dale Cooper, who is played by Kyle MacLachlan, travels to a small lodging town of Twin Peaks to solve the murder of a seemingly innocent high schooler named Laura Palmer. Although nothing is what it appears to be. But the interesting thing is, for a show that was only on two seasons in the early 90s, it has had such a legacy. Mm. I mean, you would have thought that
like
this show was on for 10 years.
It's the same
right.
kind of stuff as The X-Files. Same thing.
Which I did see the reboot of The X-Files, and it was fabulous. So when they bring that back, I'm definitely going to keep watching that.
Okay. Well, we're glad to hear that, Victoria. Thank you.
Well, what are you going to watch? All you ever watch is House of Cards. And, I mean, you must be out of episodes at this point, right?
Yeah, House of Cards is over. Let's see. What have we been going back to? Blacklist. Although that gets a little violent from time to time. But I think Spader is so terrific. In that. He really is. He's fabulous. And the way, and I kind of like his relationship with the actress Megan, who plays, I forget what her last name is, not Markle. She plays Keen. Something, it's the writing. And if you realize that there are some shows, and we say that as we sit watching some of the things that are written so well, there is a lot of great talent around in Hollywood these days, and they come up with, you'd think they'd run out of ideas. I think some of the shows do run out of ideas, but sometimes it's not so much the major theme, it's the interaction of the people and the stories that intrigue you. And it's like reading a good book. If it's well written, then you stick with it. If it isn't, then you kind of, and so it's we find ourselves as human beings what it is that gets into our brain for a distraction button, right? You know, what distracts you? What takes you away from, if you're working on this program, for example, Victoria, what is there that comes into your attention zone that may distract you? Is it something that you hear on the radio? Is it something you might, the main detractors would be radio, television, movies, magazines.
Well, I tend to not read magazines or watch movies when we're on the air, but
really?
But yeah, I mean, the internet is certainly the news cycle is can be distracting. Yeah,
it really is. All right, speaking of the news cycle, Anthony Scaramucci has
that guy.
His ugly head has reared again. Remember, one of the things that came into focus the 15 minutes that he was there was how his divorce was so nasty. He left his wife just as she was having a baby.
I thought she left him
because
he was up to no good and he has another kid with somebody else or something. There's some other scandal. That's why she was 8 months pregnant when she filed for divorce. No woman does that unless you've done something really wrong.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, the idea here or the question comes, they called him, while he was there, the Mooch. I thought that was kind of interesting. Mr. Scaramucci was the Mooch. He believes that his wife could have been impregnated by somebody else when he was away.
Well, there's a way to find that out.
Yes, there is. And apparently they've asked for that. So if that was the case, then he's been named a dog. But if, in fact, the wife was impregnated by somebody else, then he says he admits to never being there. So if he was never there, how did this woman get pregnant? So...
I think they must have had sex at least a few times. Otherwise, it would be pretty stupid for her to claim that it's his kid.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's also a pretty good way to get the heat off of yourself and your own philandering and say, oh, you know, my wife's a hoe and she obviously was sleeping around on me and I don't even know if that's my child.
Time will tell, but I think that a lot of men say that.
Why do men do... I've been asked this question any number of times, and it's a great question. I haven't been asked it... I've been asked it because I'm a man, I think, as much as anything else. But the question always is, why do men do this? Here's another example. A guy from Missouri who duped at least 24 women into having relations with him because... he was supposedly going to audition them for roles in X-rated movies.
Oh, boy.
Got sentenced this week to 10 years in the slammer for conning these women, promising them tens of thousands of dollars to star in these flicks after they first had to audition with him. So.
Wow, sounds like a cool dude.
He assumed various roles as a recruiter, a talent agent, photographer, cameraman, and promised that these women would be on Playboy or modeling websites, that kind of stuff. Why do men have relations and then ruin them is the question that a lot of people ask. I suppose some women do it as well, but...
Well, I mean, this is not someone who wants to have a relationship. This is just someone who's just trying to con women into bed. I mean, that's very different. I would not hold any other decent man up to this standard at all. I think most men are good.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have been distracted somewhat here by I saw a picture of a banner hanging from the Green Monster at Fenway Park this week. And their banner read, "Racism is as American as baseball." There we go again. The security at the game removed the banner and the people. But wasn't it this past summer that there was that big fight after one of the players? What was that? I don't remember the player's name. But
I forget which player it was, but yeah, they were throwing peanuts at him.
Adam Jones from the Orioles.
Yeah. Mm. And I said what I've said many times before. Boston is the racism capital of the planet. There really is, this city is sick with racism. And the fact that somebody would have the balsam to put a big banner like that.
Well, that's exactly what the sign is saying. It's not that they're supporting racism, but they're kind of trying to make people aware that it's a part of American history and it's not a good thing, but they're saying that it's alive and well in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I was wondering, I'm glad you said that, Kara, because
yeah,
I was wondering,
could have had two
this could have gone either way.
Impressions. Yeah, right,
right.
Exactly.
So I wasn't sure at first which way this was going. When I saw the picture and I looked at the people who were holding the banner, it looked like they were college kids making a protest. So that's kind of what I took from it as well. But
yeah,
I'm not
they said
really
we want
sure.
to remind everyone that just as baseball is fundamental to American culture and history, so too is racism. White people need to wake up to this reality before white supremacy can truly be dismantled. We urge mm-hmm. anyone who's interested in learning more to, you know, go to a local organization or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, it caused another conversation,
mm-hmm.
and that's good to note. Under the circumstances, but
well, the Red Sox owner is certainly not happy about all this stuff. I mean,
John Henry.
Oh, John
yeah,
Henry,
sure
yeah.
He does not want that to be associated with his
no.
franchise.
Who no, well, I think
that?
I think beyond that though, I think
unless
this is something
away.
That yeah, and I think beyond that though, it's not just bad for business. This is something I think that deeply troubles him. He's been in support of renaming I guess
Yawkey
the street
way.
That's right outside. Yeah,
yeah
he wants yeah, to change
over
that.
The owner who of the Red Sox for a long time who was pretty racist.
That's the other owner?
Yawkey, his name was what's his first name?
Yawkey.
His last name was Yawkey, but I'm trying to remember his first name. John, I don't know. It's
yeah.
not important to the story.
Well, the new guy, I guess, wants to get rid of it and said that it
yeah.
just has no place in their community. He said particularly in the African-American community and the Dominican community, which has embraced baseball and the Red Sox so fully. So he said that it's something that really bothers him.
There are very few American players of the game anymore. A lot of them come from the Dominican Republic, come from the islands, because
mm-hmm.
that's where, as kids, they are trained how to play baseball.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Japanese players now, too.
Yeah.
In the leagues. So, anyway, it's a scourge. It really is. It's something to be ashamed of. Especially where Boston kind of holds itself up as being this towering Venus of wonderfulness. I've never liked Boston, frankly, even though I grew up here. I've never thought Boston was any place special. There's a lot of history here. It's kind of cool to go down a few of the major streets, but there's an undercurrent here. My father was an orphan. He grew up in South Boston. Most racist, that's where the racism is.
Yeah.
You know, the Irish in South Boston, the Italians in East Boston, and the fights they used to have, you know, with each other. But it still is there. It's still a very, it's a sick, it's just, yeah. Okay, so let's get away from that and get on to something that really, I like telling these stories because every day I have a new story to tell about how successful ZipRecruiter is in attracting good workers, high-quality employees. They get attracted to high-quality companies. And what a great way to match them, ZipRecruiter.com. If you're a high-quality company led by high-quality people, you have high-quality employees, you're going to attract good people. If you have low-quality employees, I guess you go to places where they don't care too much. But if you want to get somebody really good, who's got a great reputation, a sound hire, then you use ZipRecruiter. If you're in business and you're in need of good help, no matter whether it's every day, once a week, once a month, doesn't make any difference, you find him by using ZipRecruiter at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. The first time through is on them, on us. It's free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. That's the difference. Now, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in 24 hours. So go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it for your hire free first time around. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Yes, my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town.
This is Troy Gentry, who died in a helicopter crash last weekend. Vince Gill, Trace Adkins, Little Big Town, family, friends gathering to pay their respects to Mr. Gentry. Family and friends watched home movies of him on a slideshow before the ceremony began, the Grand Ole Opry. Little Big Town sang the national anthem. His partner, Eddie Montgomery, Gentry and Montgomery, inducted into the Opry in 2009. After a string of number one country hits and platinum albums, a mixture of southern rock and country, as you can hear here. Vince Gill, Trace Adkins performed tributes at the ceremony. And great stories sometimes are easy to follow. I find some of the stories in country music easier to follow than some of the stories that are in pop music. I don't know why that is.
Well, I think the emphasis in country is on storytelling.
Yeah, you don't think music is?
I don't think other genres have such an emphasis. I mean, country music is like the last storytelling format.
Yeah, I would agree, because pop music is kind of all about just making you get up and dance or feel good. It's definitely not about telling a story. But this just makes me sad, because these guys have been performing together as a duo for so long.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you do if you're Montgomery now? I guess you keep going on, but, you know, you lose your one half.
Lost your mojo, half your mojo anyway. All right, speaking of stories and people who are involved in music, how many of you remember the Village People? There we go. From the disco era. Meredith says she always likes it when I get talking about music, because I get into my DJ mode. My voice becomes the disc jockey. Well, the Village People were a part of my musical history for sure. Disco, it's a fun time in American music. It really is. So the Village People are set to close the Streamy Awards on September 26th. And co-founder Victor Willis is going to be returning to perform with the group for the first time in 30 years. Only thing is, he's completely replacing the group's lineup, including two Village People who have been a part of the show since its inception in 1977.
Felipe Rose and Axel Briley, the villagers who play the Native American and GI characters, along with Ray Simpson, who replaced Willis as the cop in 1979, Eric Anzalone, the leather man since 1995, Bill Whitfield, a construction worker, and Jim Newman, the cowboy, reportedly really angry that Willis is housing all of them to form.
Well, especially since Willis left the group in 1979.
Right.
It's like, okay, so you founded it in 77, but then he left.
Does he own? He must own the village. He must own the
Well, yeah, I think there was a
apparently
lawsuit.
There was a big lawsuit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's allowing him to do this, because I guess he owns 50% of all the songs.
Yep. So, you find another bunch of characters like this. Why?
The thing that makes me laugh is apparently he auditioned a ton of people, and so he's getting a new group together because he thought everyone else was kind of tired and old looking for the tour. And I'm like, well, how old is this guy?
How old are you?
Now it's going to be an older guy with a bunch of, like, young dudes dancing in the back in costumes.
He claimed that they had just been showing up for a karaoke act.
Well, yeah, that's what they are, basically.
Yeah,
right.
I think he's taking the village people way too seriously. And also, if they're the ones who are just showing up as karaoke, he hasn't been there in 30 years. What has he been doing?
Yeah, what's he been doing? Right.
Are all of them gay? Was that part of...
No, they're a mix of gay and straight.
Yeah, okay. So that's the latest, folks, for those of you who are fans of the village people, 28 after the...
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sway with Dougie K and Victoria K and Kara K. We're all here. Sounds like a new kind of cake, doesn't it? Kara K cake. It's time for us now to have a moment of reflection. I was working on some old records and files that I have as I was doing my taxes, and I came upon something that made me smile. We all need to have a moment every day, hopefully lots of moments, in which you can just reflect on something that's been good. You know, like, this is a, I'm giving you as an example of something that made me think about how good things are. You know, I'm a big supporter of NASA. And so the Cassini spacecraft that we've talked about for the past 10 or 12 years or so, the one that went to Saturn, going into it just run out of juice. So it ends its mission to Saturn with a plunge into the atmosphere of the ringed planet and sending back data and pictures until it crashed onto the surface. It just is amazing what we can do. And looking at that and thinking about all the moments that I've spent at NASA control and with people from there and how much of a supporter I am, because I think it's one of the greatest things America does in our modern era, what we figured out, how we can do it, shows you what mankind can do. So there's pleasure in that. And I, as I say often, when I'm telling you stories, I want you to think in the same way. What are the things going on with you today, or what have you experienced this week that has really brought a smile to your face? So going back to these records that I have gone through, I came across a couple of dozen stories, not stories, but records, the life of some of my cows. That when I was milking cows and was selling raw milk on the farm, et cetera, some of the names that we came up with. A fellow that ran my farm was a man named Edgar Pless, and he and I were best friends. He was with me for 14, 15 years, and a fabulous guy. He died in his sleep 5 years ago. And this is the stuff I'm looking at is in his handwriting, so it brings me back around to that. The name of and I'm remembering these cows. How many of us, how many people listening to this, but you can remember your dogs, you can remember a car, you can remember things that were important to you, a bicycle that you had. So for me, it's these cows. A diamond, for example, was a cow who had a diamond. She was a red cow with a diamond-shaped white spot on her forehead, thus the name Diamond. And she was a character of a cow. Here's a cow named White Water. Her head looked like she had an Indian headdress on. So Edgar and it sounds like the name of Chief Whitewater. And maybe this is not meaning anything to anybody, but I'm looking at just Cosmos. I remember Cosmos the cow, Mabel the cow, Crystal the cow, Duchess the cow, Myrna. Everybody had a name based on somebody or something that had something to do with a farm. Juanita was the mother of one of the guys that worked on the farm, so that's how she got named. Mistletoe was born on Christmas. Georgette was Edgar's wife. May, we had 1 year, we had cows as they were born in the months. We had March, a cow named March, cow named April, cow named May, cow named June, cow named Julie for July. We had a cow named Augusta. I forget what we did for September, though, that year. And then there was Allie Oop, the cow, who was a character and a half. Isn't it just I can remember these cows? Becky Boo.
Now, who did all the naming?
Edgar did all the naming. He came up with all of the names. Here's a cow named Daffy. It was just kind of cool. I had, at one point in time on this farm, I had 500 cows. Over the years, I figured it out. I've had over 4,000 cows and given birth to hundreds of them that, you know, the cows sometimes have a problem, as do horses. They breach, and so you have to pull them out. And how much of an impact that had on me and what I learned about life. Maybe that's one of the reasons that I have the attitude that I do. Coming up, when you raised on a farm and when you see all of this life and you begin to hopefully respect it, because that's really what it's about. We were talking earlier about these dogs and cats that got left behind in the storms, both in Texas and in Florida. And you've got to wonder what kind of human being it is. Are they subhuman beings that they would do something like leave animals tied to poles in a flood or in a cage they can't get out of? You know, that kind of stuff. And people laugh at me because I've had these relationships with the cows, but I think that what it does is give you a sense. My relationship with the cows has made me a much more sensitive person than I probably would have been otherwise. And anybody who's got a dog that they really, you got those two little dogs, Victoria, there. How many of you have dogs that are, you consider them to be part of your family? They are part of your family. They may not have been born to you, but, you know, they're there as help and support and offering love. That's what they do. So disrespecting animals is something that I feel very, I have no use for. People who, and even cows, I fired a couple of guys on the farm that didn't have respect for the animals. They'd treat them badly, take a cane and hit them on the head or something like that and move them along. I mean, that happens a lot on some farms. I'm just doing a little reflecting. Those of you who live in Texas perhaps know the town of Meyerland, Meyerland. Meyerland is a suburb of Houston. 2,000 people live there. One big development built about 50 years ago. A lot of people with backyard swimming pools. It's kind of an upscale area. This is where Michael Dell grew up. The development was completely destroyed to the point where the people, there have been floods in this community 2015, 2016, 2017, but Harvey basically just wiped out the town. So there's a big discussion. All the people who had homes there, they want to, the city says, we're just going to tear down every house and we're not going to let anybody build there. So that's fine. It probably shouldn't have been allowed in the first place. But what happens to the people who own the houses? There are pictures. If you Google M-E-Y-E-R-L-A-N-D, you'll see pictures of the main street with people and their belongings piled up on the side of the road, things that they just ripped out of their homes that are destroyed, and they just pile them up on the side of the street. And so in this circumstance, the people who are studying this, there's a college professor from Rice University who said that this is the perfect example of removing homes from harm's way as a strategy to protect people from themselves. And I think that's, you know, this is an attractive neighborhood, sold under the right conditions. It's perfect Pleasantville, except it gets flooded out every year. And each year the floods get worse, and the people keep going back. And finally somebody's saying, no, this doesn't make any sense. You got to move somewhere else. The government will end up paying for people to move and buy new homes somewhere. But just imagine, 2,000 homes are going to go in with a bulldozer and just wipe them out. Now, I will tell you that I know of a circumstance in Massachusetts. Those of you who are listening in Western Mass, you know Quabbin Reservoir. If you Google, I'm finding myself doing this now because it's so fascinating to see how much information there is available on all this stuff. So when I tell you the story about Quabbin, you can actually see these pictures as well. Quabbin, Q-U-A-B-B-I-N. Quabbin Reservoir is it's a town that was shut down in, I want to say it was during the Dust Bowl period, but about 100 years ago. It was a community, and it was in a valley. And the state needed a reservoir, so they decided to just shut the town down, move everybody out of there, and allow this. They blocked off, they dammed either end of the town, and it filled with water and is now a reservoir that supplies water to Boston and lots of other communities. But if you take a helicopter ride over the Quabbin Reservoir, you can look down in it and see the homes that are still there under the water in the community that they cleaned out. It's a fascinating. Could you do that today? No, of course you couldn't do it today. But they moved everybody out of the community. Have you seen any pictures? You girls, you're looking up. Did you see the flyover pictures? Are fascinating.
Q-U-A-B-B-O-N or no I N there? Yeah.
Quabbin. No.
Quabbin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it? It's just amazing.
Jeez.
To think about how that stuff is done, but we have so many people who live in houses that ought not to be built. I mean, you can say that about every coastal town up and down from Maine to Florida, around the Gulf or the coast of California. This is where the most fabulous value is in real estate, the most expensive real estate, and yet it's the most vulnerable for obvious reasons. But people love to. I've done it. Bought houses on the beach and have loved it. But it's just you got to know what you're getting into as you move into those areas. It's a really amazing reality how some of this stuff comes to be. And we take it for granted. Now we get water, we turn on the water, and you get water. You don't think about where it comes from. Well, in my case, if I'm drinking town water, it's coming from that hole in the ground that used to be a community. That's where it's coming from. And in the case of Meyerland in Florida, in Texas, same thing. They could build a reservoir there. They're going to move forward, though, the funding necessary to buy these people out of their homes and just flatten the town. 2,000 homes. Whoosh, gonzo. But isn't that smarter than having them keep rebuilding, having another storm?
It makes sense. Yeah.
Sure does. You know what else makes sense? Tiger Lady. Tiger Lady, something that we have introduced to you through the experiences, not the negative experiences, but the learning experiences of Victoria, Kara, and Jennifer I don't know that I have a feel for how this would work, but I don't really, because I haven't been in a position where men would, I guess the question might be for you ladies, would men use this? Is this to describe the
title? I don't see why not.
Well, what circumstance would a man find himself in? Well, I suppose maybe if he was being...
If you're jogging?
By other men, yeah.
Yeah, jogging. I think there are plenty of situations in a city where, you know, some guys are smaller or still go out by themselves. And, you know, if you're out at night or, you know, there are plenty of guys who get mugged. And it doesn't have to be a sexual assault situation, but any situation where you're being mugged or someone is threatening you or coming at you. And I think that works in that situation, hopefully for men, too, where if you show that you are going to respond in kind, then hopefully the guy attacking you will just leave you alone.
Yeah.
But, you know, I obviously haven't had to try it out, which I'm very glad about, but this actually came at the perfect time for me, because you've jokingly asked, oh, did I get shot at in Chicago? And no, I was not shot at, but I did have to, you know, walk around in a city by myself that I haven't been to before, and I tried not to go out in the evening by myself, but, you know, it was really nice. I could take it on the plane with me. I didn't have to worry about anything. I didn't have to, you know, worry about if I had mace or something, that they would take that from me. And so I think it just made me a lot more comfortable walking around in a city by myself that I had never been to before, that even though the places I was at, I felt safe, there are definitely places that are not safe.
Yes.
And I was really glad to have it with me the whole time.
Well, this is, as you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, under what circumstances? They tout it as being something that could help you in a sexual assault circumstance, but you just said something. People get mugged, men and women get mugged all the time.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
For whatever's in their wallet or in their pocketbook. And so if you get attacked, not necessarily just a sexual attack, but attacked because somebody wants to rob you, this is something that's it's an important tool to have. It works so easily. I've got one in my hand right now. Squeeze it, and the claws come out, so you can use it under any circumstance that's challenging. Let's put it that way. Tiger Lady, revolutionary defense tool, and the cat's claws are pretty obvious as to how they work. And yeah, you can feel, I'm feeling the edge of them now, and you can see how DNA would be collected using this. So if you are interested in protecting yourself or a loved one, no matter what your sex, actually, get Tiger Lady today by going to TigerLady.com, TigerLady.com, and for a limited time, you get a package of four at a savings of 15% using the code DJV. So going to TigerLady.com using the code DJV, get 15% off. This is something that all people, I think, in families in cities, or if you're traveling, as Kara just said, it's a reality of the era that we're in. Can't find all the bad guys. So going to TigerLady.com is a good, smart move. Protect yourself and save 15% on the first package of Tiger Lady tools. TigerLady.com, use the code DJV for 15%. TigerLady.com, code DJV.
My goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Interpretation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Car time. It is car time. Focus on your cars, automobiles in general, something we all love to do because we love our cars here in America. And here to help us out is our auto expert, Nick Miles, whose website, curiously enough, is called ourautoexpert.com. He reviews new cars every week, has thoughts on how the world of automobile, it's a fun thing, but it's also sort of necessary for most of us these days. Although, is the world of owning cars going to change because of Uber and the like? Is it going to be unnecessary for you to own a car? Will you be hiring cars? Let's ask Nick about that in a moment, right after this.
There's people care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
All right, Nick Miles from ourautoexpert.com. What do you think when you look at the future? You have a crystal ball, I'm imagining. People are asking you, because of your expertise, how the ownership of cars changes in the future. Well, as I suggested a few minutes ago, the advent of Uber and what's the other one? Lynx? What's the other?
Lyft.
Lyft, that's it. Lyft, yeah. Is that going to change people's desire to own a car, do you think, Nick?
I think General Motors thinks so. They recently purchased Sidecar and Maven, which are two car-sharing sites. What they would like to see is for them to own all the cars and us just to rent them when we need to use them when they come to our house to pick us up or take us somewhere. But I think the American spirit for owning cars is pretty strong. You know, we found it very hard to give up our manual cars, and we found it very hard to give up cars which had V8 gas engines, which a lot of us still possess. I think you're going to find that the American spirit to own a car and to drive is very, very strong. But there will be those people who, for instance, are unable to drive, the elderly, the people who are sick, and definitely people who are too young to drive, who will be partaking of these. So I think, as everything else, it'll be a compromise in the world. You'll see half of these cars being ride-sharing, owned by big companies. But I will still, as long as I take a breath, Doug, will still have cars in my garage.
I'm with you, pal. I love cars, trucks, tractors, all that stuff. So the other question about the future and how people will buy cars, selling of cars, Walmart, I think, is trying to sell cars now. You get into some of these other big outfits that are looking at, I think they still have to connect with the dealer, or do they? How is that going to operate?
Well, currently, most states still have a deal where a dealer has to sell them. This has been part of Tesla's problem because they don't have the general dealership set up, and a lot of people won't give them a dealership license because they're a manufacturer. So it is the law still that you have to have a dealership, but it's a sort of a law that manufacturers would like sometimes to see gone. I mean, the dealers are their biggest asset, right? Because actually, dealers buy all their cars from them. It's not us that buy all the cars from the manufacturers. Dealers buy them from the manufacturers. But at the same time, if you cut the middleman out, you'd make a bunch of profit. So it's one of those things that we'd like to see maybe car dealing change. Look, Costco have made a great plan and to sell cars to the public. If you don't have Costco in your area, they're a mass market retailer, a warehouse type box store, and they sell cars now, but they still have to go through a dealer. But what they've done is prearranged prices about $1,500 below what you can buy them anywhere else for. So look, it's all price driven, Doug. If you can buy a great car for a lesser price, of course you're going to do it.
You tested the Lexus this week. What did you think, the new ones?
New Lexus, unbelievable. They have technology in it now, and if you're going to have an accident, the car will scan around you and find a space and drive into that space to avoid the collision. So the autonomous car is coming, but it's pretty incredible. I experienced it myself, and it's kind of disconcerting too, but all is very safe with Lexus.
Disorienting, I think, would be a word when you tell that story that way. Thanks, Nick. That's very good. Very compelling info. rautoexpert.com. Nick Miles here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.